In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
奉主之圣名在这里说话。
The next lesson shall be on Q&A.
下一节课是疑难解答。
If we are not able to finish answering all your questions, then we shall have one more hour after dinner.
那如果我没有办法回答您的问题的话，我们晚餐之后还有一节。
Right. Okay. Now, we know that the church believes that the church will appear in two periods of times.
我们知道教会相信教会会在两个时期不同的时期出现。
We have read a few passages based on Isaiah and Micah.
我们刚刚从以赛亚书还有弥迦书当中读到一些经文是有关这件事情。
We turn to Isaiah chapter 11.
我们请看以赛亚书第十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书第十一章。
Now this is a prophecy concerning the offspring of Jesse.
十一章这里是有关耶西的根的预言。
We can read from verse one and verse two.
我们可以从第一节、第二节当中。
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
第一节，从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。
Verse two.
第二节，
The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
第二节，主神的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋锐和能力的灵，知识和敬畏神的灵。
We know that this stem of Jesse refers to Christ.
我们知道这个耶西的本就是基督。
And the Spirit of God is fully on him.
那神的灵在耶稣上丰丰满满的居住着。
When he came into this world, according to the gospel, we see that he moved from one place to another to spread the gospel.
当他在世上根据福音书所记载，他到一处或各处去传福音。
He disclosed the message of the kingdom of God.
他向人揭示神的国的福音。
When you read from verse 6 onwards, yeah.
当您从第六节以下读起
here it talks about the scenario in the mountain of God.
这边讲到在锡安山上会看到的事情。
We read verse 9.
请看第九节。
Chapter 11, verse 9.
以赛亚书十一章九节。
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain.
在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。
Meaning in, you know, in the mountain of God, there shall be no aggressions or brutality against one another.
就是说，在神的山上不会有任何侵略伤害人的事。
Now in verse 10, it's like a repeat.
第十节是一个重复。
About you know the roots of Jesse.
有关耶西的根的一个重复。
We read verse 10.
我们请看第十节。
And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse who stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious.
第十节，到那日，耶西的根立作万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所大有荣耀。
Here it talks about, you know, a banner.
这边讲到这个大旗。
And also his resting place.
以及他安息之所。
So when this root of Jesse, you know, has sprung up, you find that Gentiles will come and seek him.
所以我们看到，当这个耶西的根他被立定了，就有外邦人会来寻求他。
Here is specifically mentioned his resting place.
这边很特别的讲到他安息之所。
We know that the resting place of God, according to some, is Zion, the church.
我们知道根据诗篇，神安息之所就是锡安。
Now, what is this banner here?
那这个大旗指的是什么呢？
I want you to read Psalms chapter 60.
请看诗篇第六十篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms chapter 60.
请看诗篇第六十篇。
We read verse 4.
第四节。
Chapter 60, verse 4.
诗篇六十篇第四节。
You have given a banner to those who fear you.
你把旌旗赐给敬畏你的人。
That it may display because of the truth.
可以为真理扬起来。
So you find that the banner is like to display the truth of God. Yeah.
所以你看到这个旌旗呢，能够把真理给发扬起来。
So this root of Jesse shall stand as a banner to the people.
所以这个耶西的根必立作万民的大旗。
It's like the display of the truth, yeah, to the people.
就是向人展示出这个真理。
So when you know the Gentile, yeah, obviously yeah, see it, they will seek him.
所以很明显的，外邦人必会寻求他。
And then his glory, his resting place shall be glorious.
然后他安息之所大有荣耀。
Now, if you look at verse 13, yeah.
现在如果您看第十三节。
It tells us that it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left. 十一节，对。
第十一节。以赛亚书十一章十一节，当那日主必二次伸手，救回自己百姓所余剩的。
Now it's like God is going to do the work one more time.
就是神要再一次的显出他的作为。
That's why he says he will again set his hand the second time.
所以这边才会说主必二次伸手。
To bring his people back.
救回他的百姓。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
He will set up a banner for the nation.
他必向列国树立大旗。
And will assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
召回以色列被改散的人，又从地的四方聚集分散的犹太人。
Quite clearly, God is going to, work in two different periods of time.
所以很明显的，神会在两个不同的时期显出他的作为。
If you look at the work scope here for the first time, it's like it's quite limited.
你看到第一次的时候呢，是有些限制的。
When you look at the work scope here, the scope of work, for the second time is much larger.
你看到第二次的这个工作的性质呢，是更有荣耀，更大的规模，更大。
And from the four corners of the earth.
因为是
从 God is going to gather all the people from the four corners of the earth.
因为神会从地的四方聚集分散的人。
If you look at the expansion of the apostolic church.
如果您看使徒教会当时的扩张。
From Jerusalem.
从耶路撒冷。
The church expanded northwards.
教会想向北发展。
To Samaria and then like to Antioch.
到撒玛利亚安提阿。
And from Antioch, it was like a springboard of the gospel and then move westward.
然后接下来从安提阿又往西传去。
And you can see the scope of their work.
你会看到他们工作的一个方向。
Finally, Paul reached Spain.
最后保罗到达西班牙。
That is the one corner, that is the end of the earth.
就是地的近处。
Now here it says that people shall be gathered from four corners of the earth.
这边说到这个从四方会聚集分散的人。
If you look at the expansion of the true Jesus Church today,
如果您看今日耶稣教会的发展，
it fits into this pattern.
也是符合这样的模式。
We have been given the mission to preach to every corner of the world.
我们被赋予使命，要向世界传福音。
But the banner must first be set up.
但是这个大旗必须要先被树立。
That is the truth.
就是真理。
In the first instant, the truth has been given.
在第一个时期的时候，这个真理已经被传教了。
And here we also see that the banner is set up, has been set up.
那我们看到这里呢，这个大旗再一次被树立。
So once again, yeah, we are told that there are two periods of time in which the Church of God would emerge.
所以再一次我们看到神的教会会在两个不同的时期被设立。
This is the work of God.
这是神的作为。
Some people might question.
有些人或许会问。
What about the people in between these two periods of times?
那在这两个时期当中的那些人呢？
This is something that we cannot answer.
这是我们没有办法回答的问题。
It's up to God.
这是由神来决定的。
But today we have the true church.
但是今日我们有真教会。
We have learned the truth.
我们已经学习了真理。
So we should bring the truth to the world.
我们应该把这个真理传给世界。
Allow people to know that.
让人知道这个真理。
That we have the truth and the truth that saves.
让人知道我们有真理，然后这真理可以使人得救。
Now we look at another example.
我们再来看另外一个例子。
We turn to Amos.
请看阿摩斯书。
Please read Amos.
请看阿摩斯书。
Chapter 9.
第九章。
Amos chapter 9.
阿摩斯书第九章。
We read verse 11 and verse 12.
第十一还有十二节。
Amos chapter 9, verse 11 and verse 12.
阿摩斯书九章十一到十二节。
On that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David which has fallen, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruin, and rebuild it as in the days of old.That they may possess the remnants of Edom and all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does these things.
十一节到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。十二节，使以色列人得以东所余剩的和所有称为我名下的国，此乃行这事的。主神说的。
The true Jesus Church believes that yeah, the tabernacle of David here refers to the apostolic church which has fallen down.
真耶稣教会相信说，这里所提的大卫的帐幕指的是使徒教会。那使徒教会已经过去了。
And God is going to rebuild its damages.
那神必须要重新把这个破坏给修复。
To raise up its ruins.
把这个重新建立起来。
You know that in the Bible, yeah, different expressions or phrases are used, like ruinous place or waste place and what desolate place.
你知道在圣经当中会用不同的词汇来形容那些被破坏的、毁坏的东西。
And here, in order to raise up this tabernacle of David, all these damages and ruin must be repaired and built up again.
那如果要修复这个倒塌的帐幕，所有的破口、破坏都要重新被修造。
Now I want to read Ezekiel.
请看以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书第三十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
以西结书三十六章。
We read verse 33.
请看第三十三节。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 33.
以西结书三十六章三十三节。
Thus says the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt.
第三十三节，主神如此说：我洁净你们，使你们脱离一切罪孽的日子，必使诚意有人居住，荒场再被建造。
Verse 36. Then the nation which are left all around you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and placed what was desolate, planted what was desolate, and the Lord have spoken it, and I will do it.
三十节。
三十六。
对不起，三十六节。那时，在你们四围其余的外邦人。必知道我主神修造那毁坏之处，培植那荒废之地。我神说过，也必成就。
Here it talks about building up the ruins.
这边讲到修复那荒废之地。
In verse 33, it has to do with cleansing.
第三十三节当中讲到要修复跟洁净有关系。
God decided to cleanse all the iniquities of His people.
神决定。把他的百姓当中所有的罪孽都洁净。
And in this way, this ruin shall be rebuilt.
因此，这样子才能够再次被建立。
We know that the apostolic church has fallen because of the infiltration of sin.
我们知道使徒教会之所以没落，是因为罪的渗入。
The church has become utterly corrupt.
教会被腐败了。
So to rebuild the apostolic church requires us what? To return to the scriptures.
若要重新再建立使徒教会，必须要回归圣经。
And God must, you know, cleanse us from all sins.
那神必须把这些罪孽全部的除尽。
So when the true Jesus Church first came out, first came into existence.
所以当耶稣教会第一次出现,
you find that the church was given the power yet to forgive sins through baptism.
你发现教会被赋予权柄来使人的罪得赦。
So without the Holy Spirit, there is no forgiveness of sin.
所以没有圣灵就没有赦罪。
We come back to Amos chapter 9.
我们回到阿摩斯书第九章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
According to the promise of God, and this fallen tabernacle of David shall be rebuilt.
根据神的应许呢，这些破口会被弥补，然后会被建立帐幕。
Now I want you to look at verse 12.
我们请看第十二节。
That they may possess the remnant of Edom.
他们以色列人必得以东所余剩的。
And all the Gentiles who are called by my name.
和所有称为我名下的国。
It's like there are two groups of people mentioned here.
这边讲到两个不同的族群的人。
I think the second one is easier to understand, yeah? The Gentiles.
我想第二个这个外邦人比较能够让我们了解。
Those who do not believe in Jesus, they will come to accept the gospel.
就是原本不相信耶稣的，他们会接受福音。
But what about Edom?
但是这个前面讲的以东所余剩的呢？
You know, in the Bible, yeah, like the prophetic books, they always mention about judgment on foreign nations.
你知道，在圣经当中的先知书常常讲到对外邦人的审判。
We must not.You know, think that that refers to what Gentiles, yeah, those who do not believe in God.
我们不要把他们想成只是指那些不相信神的人。
Sometimes God's people also behave like the Gentiles.
有时候神的民，举止行为跟外邦人无异。
They behave like the Edomites and you know the Ammonites.
他们的所行就像以东人一样。
We turn to Isaiah.
请看以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter.Chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
We read verse 10.
第十节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 10.
以赛亚书一章十节。
Hear the words of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah.
十节，你们这所多玛的官长啊，要听主神的话。你们这俄摩拉的百姓啊，要侧耳听我们神的训诲。
Here God rebuked his people by saying that there were rulers of Sodom and people of Gomorrah.
这边神责备他的百姓，称他们为所多玛的官长以及俄摩拉的百姓。
These two cities, city of Sodom and Gomorrah, had long been destroyed.
这个所多玛跟俄摩拉早就被毁灭了。
But the people of God behaved, you know, like this, you know, the rulers of Sodom and the people of Gomorrah.
但是神的选民的举止行为就像这些所多玛官长以及俄摩拉百姓一样。
Now, here, back to Amos chapter 9.
那么回到阿摩斯书第九章。
Here it says, we must take possession of the remnants of Edom.
这边说到我们要得到以东所余剩的。
Now, you know, according to the prophetic books, the Edomites behave in a particular way.
根据先知书所言呢，以东人他们有举止行为非常的特别。
We turn to Ezekiel chapter 25.
我们请看以西结书第五章。
25. Okay, now 25.
以西结书二十五章。
We read verse 12.
以西结书二十五章十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 25 verse 12.
以西结书二十五章十二节。
Thus says the Lord God, because of what Edom did against the house of Judah, by taking vengeance and has greatly offended by avenging itself on them.
以西结书二六十二节，主神如此说：因为以东报仇雪恨，攻击犹大家，向他们报仇，大大有罪。
So Edom was full of vengeance, very revengeful.
所以以东呢，他们是非常有报复心的。
And as a result, God wanted to punish them in verse 14.
因此，就像在第十四节中所言，所以神要惩罚他们。
You know, if you look at the destruction of the first temple.
如果您看圣殿第一次被毁灭。
You know, after they have returned.
在他们归回之后。
God said to them.
神跟他们说
to remember the wrongs that they had done before.
记得他们曾经所犯过的错
so that they would not repeat the same wrong.
所以他们不会再重蹈覆辙
One of the things mentioned in Zechariah
在撒迦利亚书中
is that, you know, they were, they show no mercy and compassion to their own.
就是讲到他们其中犯的一个错，就是他们对他们自己的人没有怜悯。
Chapter 7 verse 10 says that they oppress the widow or the fatherless, and here they were told not to do it again.
第七章撒迦利亚七章十节讲到他们欺压寡妇、孤儿、寄居和贫穷人。
But they must not do it again.
但是他们不能再这样做了。
So you find that because of their wicked deeds, God actually allowed them to be what?Carried away and, you know, to Babylon.
所以你会发现因为他们这样邪恶的行为神允许他们被掳。
You know, just now we read Micah, yeah?
就像我们读弥迦书。
The city of Zion will build with bloodshed.
锡安山被流血所建。
Right? And if you look at the history of the church, yeah? And the crusaders, they went round, you know, slaughtering people.
你们看教会的历史当中他们会随意杀人。
The Crusader 征什么军 ？Crusaders。
哦，他们有十字军。
They went around slaughtering people.
他们十字军东征，然后杀害无辜的人。
It's like Zion being built up with bloodshed.
就像锡安是以人血所建立。
Today, if we want to build up TJC,
今天我们要建立真耶稣教会。
We may not kill.You know, we may not commit a physical murder.
我们不能这样。我们或许不会是这样子流血杀人。
But sometimes we need to remove what this vengeance or this hatred from us.
但是我们必须从我们当中除去这样的报复心。
The church cannot be built up because you know we are not reconciled to one another.
如果我们没有彼此和好的话。我们没有办法建立教会。
If we want the church to reach its desired glorious state,
如果您希望教会能够达到这荣耀的地步
then we must win over the Edomite.
那我们必须要胜过这以东人。
How can we win over them?
那我们如何胜过这以东人呢
？It's not by retaliations.
不是经由攻击。
It's by the love of Jesus.
而是经由耶稣的爱。
Then we can win them over.
我们才能够赢他们的心。
This is the characteristics of the Church of God.
这是神的教会的一个特质。
You know, I think this is a very important message from Amos.
我想这是从阿摩斯书当中所讲很重要的一个讯息。
I don't know much about USA. Yeah.
我不了解美国这里。
But you know, places that I go to.
但是我去过的地方。
You know, I think most churches have this problem.
我想很多教会都有这个问题。
Sometimes we wonder how can we become perfect.
我有时候想说，我们要如何才能热心呢
？Become perfect.
我们要如何才能完全
？That is what to win over the Edomite.
就是要胜过以东。
I think it's important for us to understand we cannot leave this hatred to go on and on and on and on.
我们要了解到一点，我们不能让这样的仇恨的心一直延续下去。
You know, because the church is a place of love.
因为教会应该是爱的地方。
We must overcome ourselves so that we can love others.
我们必须战胜自己，然后我们才能够爱人。
If we can possess the remnants of Edom,
如果我们能够赢得以东所剩余的
then the church will be in a good place. Yeah?
那教会就会在处在一个很好的状态。
Then you find that the church will flourish.
你会发现这个教会就会发展。
Alright, now, if you look at Ezekiel,
来请看以西结书。
You know, the physical temple was corrupted.
你发现这个圣殿被毁。
Was corrupted.
圣殿腐败。
God actually took Ezekiel to like tour around, you know, the temple to help him understand the extent of the abomination which the people has introduced to the temple.
神带着以西结来观看这个圣殿，让他目睹在这个圣殿里的腐败。
At the same time, you find that the glory of God begins to what? To depart from the temple.
你也会发现神的荣耀离开了这个圣殿。
So when God's glory left the temple fully, then slaughter began.
所以当神的荣耀完全离开这个圣殿之后，杀戮就开始。
There was no protection.
就没有保护。
Only those who have the mark of God will not be slaughtered.
只有那些有神的印记的人不会被杀戮。
不会被杀。
不会被杀。
They were protected.
他们被保护。
Now when you read this, the last part of Ezekiel.
当您看以西结书的最后一段。
Chapter 40 onwards.Chapter 40 onwards.
从第四十章以下。
It talks about the temple that Ezekiel saw in the vision.
这边讲到以西结异象当中看到的圣殿。
It's like, you know, this temple is rebuilt.
就是这个圣殿被责备。
Rebuilt.
被重建。
It's not in the physical sense because at that time, Ezekiel only saw a vision.
这不是实质的，当时圣殿真的被重建，因为以西结只是看到一个异象。
And this temple it points to the end time true church.
那这个圣殿其实指的是末世的真教会。
It teaches us how we can reach the perfection as well.
还教导我们要如何达到完全。
For example, you know it talks about the four directions.
比如说他这边讲到所有的方向。
Like, you know, facing the east is where the living water flow from the throne of God.
比如说朝东的门有神的活水流过。
I want you to read chapter 43.
请看以西结书第四十三章。
Here it talks about the glory of God begins to come back.
这边讲到神的荣光来到。
Verse chapter 43.
请看第43章。
Verse 1. Yeah.
第一节。
Afterwards, he brought me to the gate that faces towards the east.
43章一节以后，他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门。
Verse 2.
第二节。
And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.
第二节，以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光。
You know, our early worker says that this is the establishment of the true church.
我们的前辈就说，这里就是真教会的建立。
First, we need to understand what is the glory of God. What does the glory of God represent?
第一个，我们要了解神的荣耀代表的什么。
According to Isaiah.
根据以赛亚书
you know, God is glorified when the sin of his people are blotted away.
当他的子民的罪孽被除尽的时候，神就被荣耀了。
So when you read Ezekiel, you know, the first few chapters, God's glory left the temple because of the sins of his people.
当你读以西结书一开头的时候呢，神的荣耀渐渐离去，是因为他百姓当中的罪。
So when God's glory begins to come back,
当神的荣耀回来的时候
，it means redemption is beginning to take place.
就表示着救赎开始。
Now what about his voice?
那他的声音呢
？Was like the sound of many waters.
他的声音像多水的声音。
In the book of Revelations,
在启示录中
，you find that the multitude in heavens.
你会发现在天上的众多。
Their voice was like many waters.
他们的声音就像多水的声音。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约
，the voice of God is like the voice of thunder, many waters.
神的声音就像雷声，还有多水的声音。
And then it mentioned that the voice of the Son of Man is like many waters.
那也说到人子的声音也像多水的声音。
And then it also tells us that the movement of the wings of the four living creatures is like the voice of many waters or the voice of thunder.
并且呢四活物的声音也是像这样多水的声音。
When we come to chapter 19, those who are in heaven, their voice is like what? It's like the many waters.
当我们看到第十九章那些在天上的他们的声音也是这样子。
We always say that this is the prayer.
我们常说这就是祷告。
And the prayer in the spirit.
因为在圣灵里的祷告。
So two things here.
只有两件事。
Redemption.
救赎。
And what? The presence of God's spirit.
以及神的灵的同在。
That's why the church can be rebuilt.
因此教会才会被重建。
You find that all these messages actually are hidden in the Old Testament scriptures.
你会发现这些讯息都在旧约当中被隐藏。
Right.So that's why we believe that the church will appear in two periods of time.
因此我们相信教会会从两个不同的时期出现。
Right. I think I better answer some question.
我想先回答一些问题。
Yeah. Right. Okay. Some people said,
有些人说,
which is more important?
哪一个比较重要呢?
Jesus or church?
教会还是耶稣?哪一个比较重要?
Please help me.
来,请告诉我。
请帮帮。
哦,请帮帮我。
Which is more important?
哪一个比较重要呢?
Jesus or the church?
耶稣还是教会?
Me.The kids want to answer the questions. Yesu, some said Yesu, some said Jesus.
有些人说耶稣，有些人说教会。哦，耶稣就是教会。
Which one is more important, Jesus or church?
哪一个比较重要？是耶稣还是教会？
By the way, can we separate the two?
我们可以把这两者分开吗？
Can we separate the two?
我们可以把这两者分开吗
？No，
不行。
The church is the body of Christ.
因为教会就是基督的身体。
I think just now I have already mentioned.
就像我已经讲过的。
In Zion，
在锡安。
The what? This stone is laid.
这个
this cornerstone, chief cornerstone.
这个头块的房角石已经被建立了。
We know that this chief cornerstone is Jesus.
我们知道这头块的房角石就是耶稣。
Jesus is found in what? Mount Zion.
耶稣在锡安当中可以被找到。
So they are inseparable.
所以他们是无可分割的。
Today we come to truly know Jesus and worship Jesus because of the church.
今天我们是经由教会来真正的认识耶稣。
We can be part of the body of Christ is also through the church.
我们能够成为这身体的一部分，也是经由耶稣。
That's why we cannot say that, which one is more important.
所以我们不能说谁比较重要。
Because the apostle or the scriptures does not, you know, make a distinction.
因为使徒并没有把这两者分开。
Does not say which one is more important.
所以没有说谁比较重要。
Okay, the next one.
第二个。
Jesus or the ten basic beliefs.
耶稣还是十大教义谁重要？
Which one is more important, Jesus or the ten basic beliefs?
哪一个比较重要？耶稣比较重要，还是我们的十大信条比较重要？
Which one?
哪一个？
耶稣啊
，Jesus.
So we can put away the ten basic beliefs.
所以我们是不是可以把我们的十大信条搁到一边呢
？We turn to Colossians.
请看哥罗西书。
Sorry, I want to first read. Ephesians, sorry.
哦，对不起，我想先请大家看。
And then we'll come back to Colossians.
想请大家先看以弗所书，然后我们等一下再回到哥罗西书。
Chapter four.
以弗所书第四章。
Verse 21. Yeah.
以弗所书四章二十一节。
I think the Chinese translation is not very clear.
我想这边的中文翻译不是很清楚。
I think the English is very clear.
英文讲的比较清楚。
If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, Jesus.
二十一节，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，但是英文这边有说真理是在耶稣里。
Meaning Jesus is the embodiment of the truth.
意思就是说，耶稣就是真理。包含所有的真理。
So in Jesus you will find the truth.
因此在耶稣里面你可以找到真理。
Right. So the ten basic beliefs are about the truth of salvation.
所以十大信条是有关救恩的真理。
The ten basic beliefs are not man-made.
十大信条不是人手所创造的。
This is like, you know, a body of belief which has been given by Jesus Christ to the church to save those who believe in him.
是基督耶稣亲自给教会的，为了要拯救那些信他的人。
You know that we need to believe in Jesus to be saved, yeah?
知道我们必须要经由信耶稣来得救。
But we also need to define, you know, the meaning of believing.
我们也必须要为这个。
We must know the meaning of believing.
你也必须要知道这个相信这个字的定义。
Okay, we turn to John, yeah?
我们请看约翰福音。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
We read verse 18.
约翰福音第三章第十八节。
He who believes in him is not condemned.
信他的人不被定罪。
Meaning he who believes in Jesus will not be condemned.
意思就是相信耶稣的人不会被定罪。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Verse 24.
第三十四节。
24.
哦，二十四节。
5:24.
约翰福音五章二十四节。
Most assuredly I said to you, he who hears my words and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life.
二十四节，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪。
Here it mentioned not only we believe, we must also believe in His words.
这边讲到，我们不只要信他，还要信他的话。
So if we say we believe in Jesus,
所以今天我们说我们相信耶稣。
We believe that He is the Savior.
我们相信他就是主。
We also believe in His.Words.
我们也会同时的相信他的话。
We know that the 10 basic beliefs are like the patterns of sound word that God has given to the church.
我们知道这个十大信条是神给教会的全备的福音。
That's why if we say we believe in Jesus,
所以如果我们说我们相信耶稣
we must also believe in the 10 basic beliefs.
我们也必须相信这十大信条。
Does it make sense?
这样可以理解吗？合理吗？
Yeah. Now, if you're not happy, please voice out.
如果您不同意可以说。
No, no question. Okay, no question.
没有问题吗？
All right, I move on to the next one. You have a question? No?
有没有问题？
Okay, next one.
好，下一个。
Church is not important. We preach Jesus, not church. Jesus saved, not the church.
教会不重要，我们传耶稣，不传教会。
How do we preach the church? How do we preach Jesus?
我们要如何传耶稣呢？
Okay, let's say someone believe in you, in your preaching. Where do you want to lead him to?
如果说今天有人相信你所传的，那你要带他去哪里？
I think just now we already mentioned that the church is the body of Christ, isn't it?
我想我已经提过，教会是基督的身体。
We preach Jesus.
我们传耶稣。
When we also allow them to know about the church.
我们也让他们了解教会。
So that you know they can be part of the church of God.
因此他们能够成为神的教会的一份子。
For salvation.
为了救恩的缘故。
Again, I mentioned already. Where can you find salvation?
再一次我曾经提过，我们在哪里寻得到救恩呢
？God has placed salvation in.The church, hallelujah.
救恩放在教会里了。
Is that also? Is in the church?
在教会里。
So we can't separate the two, you know. We can't separate the two.
所以我们没有办法把这两者分开，
okay.
耶稣跟教会。
Right, now I want you to read a passage.
请看一段经节。
First John.
请看约翰一书。
First John.
约翰一书。
chapter 4.
第四章。
First John chapter 4.
约翰一书四章。
Okay, we read verse 6.
第六节。
We are of God, yeah?
我们是属神的。
We refers to the apostle.
这边的我们是指使徒。
Or if we extend the scope, you said the church.
如果你把这个范围扩大，这个我们指的是教会。
We are of God. All of us are of God, yeah?
我们所有的人都是属神的。
Is that not true?
不是吗？
Are we of God?
我们是属神的吗？
Are we of God?
是吗？
Are we of God?
我们是属神的吗？
Yes, yeah. So is the church. Am I right? Okay, now, he who knows God, hear the church, yeah?
这边说到认识神的。
Hear us.
哦，会听我们。
Us can refer to the apostle or the church, the messengers of God, yeah?
这个我们可以指使徒或者是神的教训。
He who is not of God does not hear us.
不属神的就不听从我们。
By this we know that the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。
Here the apostle did not say, if you did not listen to Jesus.
这边使徒没有说如果你不听耶稣。
But they said, if you did not listen to us.
这边使徒却说如果你们不听从我们。
Because the church is the body of Christ, it cannot be separated from Jesus.
因为教会是基督的身体，没有办法分割。
Okay. Is it clear?
是不是？
So is the church important?
所以教会重要吗？
Very important.
非常的重要。
We turn to Isaiah.
我们请看以赛亚书。
Chapter 51.
以赛亚书第五十一章。
We first read verse 3.
我们先看以赛亚书五十一章第三节。
For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places.
神已经安慰锡安和锡安一切的荒场。
Here it talks about Zion.
这边又提到锡安。
Read verse 2.
我们请看第二节。
Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah who bore you.
要追想你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕和生养你们的撒拉。
For I call him alone and bless him and increase him.
因为我选召他使他人数增多赐福给他。
Abraham can prefigure Christ.
亚伯拉罕可以预表基督。
Sarah, according to what? According to Paul, is what? The heavenly Jerusalem, our mother.
那撒拉可以是说天上的耶路撒冷是我们的母亲。
This is in Galatians chapter 4, am I right?
是在加拉太书第四章。
Meaning she has given birth to us.
意思是说她生了我们。
So without the church, we cannot be saved.
没有教会，我们就没有办法被得救。
Okay.
可以吗？
So not only we look at, you know, Abraham, we also look, we also need to look to what Sarah.
我们不只要看亚伯拉罕，要看撒拉。
Sarah is the church.
撒拉就是指的预表教会。
Okay. The next one is.Quite interesting, anyway.
下一个很有趣。
Can I go visit other churches?
我可以去看看其他的教会吗？
What if I'm going there to preach?
如果我去那里跟他们传福音的话，怎么样？
I think we need to separate the questions here.
我想我要把这个问题区分一下。
Answer one by one. Can I go visit other churches?
先回答第一个，我可以去看看拜访其他教会吗？
Now the question is, why do you want to go to other churches? Why do you want to visit other churches?
第一个问题是你为什么想要去看看其他的教会？
Why?
为什么？
There must be a reason. Why do you want to go there?
一定有原因的啊！你为什么想要去？
Just look around.
仔细看看吗
？Yes.
I think some of the students, they invite their friends, like,
"Oh, we come to my church, help me in church." 他们动机是你来我的教会看看，然后我也会想要去你的教会看看。
But we know that there is only one church that saves.
但是我们知道只有一个教会会得救。
We invite our friends to come because we want to save them by giving them, by telling them the gospel.
我们邀请我们的朋友来，是因为我们相信，然后我们希望他们能够接受这福音，然后得救。
It's not how can I put it? It's not something mutual, if you understand what I'm saying.
不是说是可以互惠的一个条件。
Or if you come to mine, then I'll go to yours. It's not like that.
不是说你来我的教会，我就去你的教会。
Because Jesus said, "You go to the world and preach the gospel and baptize those who believe."
因为耶稣说，你要去这个世界，然后传福音，给人施洗，使罪得赦。
Today we go out to the world, we bring the gospel to them.
今天我们到世上去，我们把福音带给他们。
Because the world does not have the gospel.
因为这个世上他们没有这个福音。
And the gospel has been given to us only.
但是福音只单单的告诉了我们。
That's why I ask, why do you want to go to visit other churches?
所以我才会问说，你为什么想要去看看其他教会
？It's not something mutual, yeah.
这不是可以互惠的一个条件。
So my answer is, if you were to ask me, I would say no.
所以你要问我的话，我会说不要。
Why? Because you can be influenced.
为什么呢？因为你可能会被影响。
I want to make this very clear. Okay.
我想要把这个讲得很清楚。
This is the Church of God.
这是神的教会。
Because we have the gospel.
因为我们有这个福音。
And because the gospel is pure, that's why we have the Holy Spirit.
因为这个福音是纯的，所以我们才有圣灵。
Do you know why God gives us the Spirit?
你知道神为什么给我们圣灵吗？
Because we have heard the truth, isn't it also?
因为我们听到了真理，不是吗？
Right? Now, if you're going to listen to another gospel,
如果你去听另外一个福音，
the gospel is not correct.
那个福音不是正确的。
You can be influenced.
You can be, yes. 你会被影响。
I want to read Second Corinthians.
请看哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
We read verse 4.
哥林多后书十一章第四节。
Now, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
第四节，假如有人来另传一个耶稣，不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或者另得一个福音。不是你们所得过的，你们容让他也就罢了。
A different gospel leads to a different spirit.
不同的福音会导致不同的灵。
And leads to a different Christ.
也会导致不同的耶稣。
Today we have the pure spirit.
今天我们有着纯正的灵。
The spirit of God, because we have received the true gospel.
我们有着纯正神的灵，因为我们领受了这真的福音。
That's why we would say, I would say no.
因此会说不要。
Right. Now, the second question.
第二个问题。
What if I'm going there to preach?
如果我去那边只是想去跟他们传福音的话呢
？Are you sure the church, you know, will allow you to preach?
你确定那个
？If you go to your friend's church, do you think that church will allow you to preach?
如果说今天您去那个你朋友的教会，你确定他们会容忍你，让你在他那里传福音吗
？Are you very sure?
你确定吗
？To allow you to stand on their pulpit and start preaching.
他会让你站到台上，然后让你来传你要说的吗
？Very unlikely.
我觉得不大可能。
I had this experience myself here in London.
我自己在伦敦有过这样的经验。
We spoke to a pastor from another church.
我们跟另外一个教会的传道讨论。
It's about the Bible, you know. He's not sharing. We are telling him what is right, what is wrong.
我们直接告诉他什么是对的，什么是错的，从圣经里面跟他讲解。
We are not sharing.
我们不是在分享。
When we talk to people outside, we don't share. We tell them what is right.
我们跟外面人谈到，我们直接跟他们讲什么是对的。
There's no sharing.
不是分享。
Because we have the truth.
因为我们有真理。
Again, I'm trying to tell you, we are not being boastful. Okay, we are not being boastful. Okay.
再一次，我要强调，我们不是骄傲的心。
Because we have the truth.
而是因为我们有真的真理。
The Spirit is with us.
然后圣灵与我们同在。
That's why when we go out, we preach to them.
因此，当我们出去的时候，我们是向他们传道。
We are not here. We are not there to share with them. No.
我们不是在那边跟他做交流。
We only share in the church.
我们只在教会里面分享。
Amongst brothers and sisters.
在弟兄姐妹当中分享。
We share. Encourage one another.
我们互相鼓励。
We go out. We bring the gospel. Man.
当我们出去的时候，我们直接把福音教导给他们。
Because they don't believe in the same thing as we do.
因为他们不相信我们所相信的。
Now, whatever we preach to this person, this pastor,
那不论我们跟这位外教会的传道呢讲什么，
we preach to him.
我们向他传道理。
He agree with our baptism.
他同意我们的洗礼。
He agree with the Holy Spirit.
他也同意我们所传讲的圣灵。
So he invited us to go to his church.
他邀请我们去他的教会。
We went there.
我们到那里了。
The church is quite big and it's about this size.
那个教会很大，大概跟这个教会一样大。
So they invited us to preach from their pulpit.
他邀请我们到台上去讲道。
So we preach.
然后我们就讲啦。
Do you know what we talk about?
你知道我们说什么吗
？Baptism for the forgiveness of sin.
我们讲赦罪的洗礼。
TJC belief.
真耶稣教会的信仰。
If your friend's church allows you to do that, please go.
如果你朋友的教会会让你做这样的事情，那你去吧。
If you go there just to share, then don't go.
如果你只想去那边分享一下，那不要去了。
You'll be affected.
你会被影响。
Different spirit, remember that.
因为那边有不同的灵。
If anyone tells you to go to other churches, that's wrong.
如果任何人叫你去别的教会，那是错的。